USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Senator Tim Scott, the Republican from South Carolina, will announce his bid to be the GOP presidential nominee this morning. Scott on Fox News over the weekend.
The issues of restoring hope and creating opportunities and protecting America. To me, that means you're focusing on financial literacy and education. You're focusing on making sure that the American dream is alive and well for the next generation of Americans. To me, it's about winning over Americans to my brand of conservatism.
Back in March, the NAACP Florida State Conference voted to unanimously in favor, asked the NAACP Board of Directors to issue a travel advisory for the state of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis back then.
This is part of the reason why, you know, our country, you know, it goes through all these, we get involved in these stupid fights. This is a stunt to try to do that. It's a pure stunt.
Now the NAACP has officially put Florida on a travel advisory. NAACP Chairman Leon Russell lives in Tampa, Florida. We asked him on Twitter if he plans to move. A reply was not given at this time. NAACP President Derek Johnson says visiting Florida could put your life in danger.
We are advising African Americans and others that if you travel to Florida, beware that your life is not valued.
ExxonMobil is looking past gasoline by drilling for something other than oil, lithium. Exxon recently purchased drilling rights to a sizable chunk of land in Arkansas where it plans to produce lithium. Exxon is said to have bought 120,000 gross acres in the Smackover Formation of southern Arkansas. The National Weather Service is reporting Tropical Storm Mawar has strengthened in the Pacific into a typhoon and was expected to make landfall Wednesday, bringing high winds and possible flooding to the Mariana Islands, including Guam. Mawar had maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour as of early Monday local time, with gusts up to 95 miles per hour. This is USA News.
O'Reilly. Get your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro-X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro-X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro-X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Biden will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy today ahead of a looming debt default possibility.
McCarthy says the president agreed to a one-on-one meeting during a call as Biden headed back to Washington from the G7 summit.
First, we talked a lot about his trip over there and some of the positive things that take place. Then we spent a lot of time talking about the debt ceiling and where we currently are.
McCarthy described the conversation as productive.
What we agreed to do is we're going to have Congressman Garrett Graves and Patrick McKinnon get back together.
Biden and McCarthy will meet sometime later today. I'm Dave Collins.
One child has been found dead, and Fresno County, California sheriff's deputies are still searching for a second child who was swept away in the Kings River. It happened shortly before 2 p.m. yesterday. Deputies were called to the bottom of the Pine Flat Dam for a report of an 8- and a 4-year-old child being swept away. An hour after the initial call, deputies confirmed they found the body of the 8-year-old girl. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says there's no upside to not raising the debt ceiling and letting the U.S. default.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Yellen said it won't be easy to decide who gets paid and who doesn't if the U.S. defaults.
There will be hard choices to make about what bills go unpaid.
She said there are no acceptable outcomes if the debt ceiling isn't raised, and she's warning we could default by June 1st. I'm John Schaefer.
We are USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.